Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the Mac Effect. I really appreciate you guys once again tuning in, always coming back to the channel, showing love. And just like I always want to show love back to you guys, I'm always thinking, you know, what guests can I bring in? What people can I have, you know, good conversations with? And today I think I'm going to have something that's going to catch your guys' attention. As we're cooking season three and more episodes are coming, I'm just great conversations, great times that honestly, guys, that I'm just excited to share with you guys. So for today's episode of the Mac Effect, it's my honor, my privilege to present to you guys my sister-in-law, Chiquis.
What up, bro?
Yay, yay. Thanks for coming. Thank you for coming.
Of course, I'm excited.
Yeah, thank you.
Wow, third season.
Season number three.
That's awesome. I love
season
that for
number
you.
Three. That's yeah.
Great. I love the name, by the way. I love it.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it. And we actually talked about it on your podcast.
Yes, that's true. Yeah. That is true. Before you're like, this is the idea. It's coming soon. That's true.
Oh yeah. My God,
that's
thank awesome. You. Of course. Well, Chiquis, more than anything, just one thank you for coming, because as I share with viewers and listeners, the Mac Effect is something that has been a big dream of mine. Yeah. So any guest and everyone that has been a part of season two, all the guests that have came in, I just say thank you guys, because you're pouring into me. And that's a blessing to me. So just having you here is an honor, and thank you.
Of course. It's my pleasure. I love this. I love this for you.
Yeah, thank you. And, well, with that being said, I want to, before I go in. No. Before we even get to, you know, other questions, I haven't really never had a chance to talk with you just like one-on-one.
Yeah.
So I first want to just ask a simple question.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. Like, what, how would Chiquis describe herself?
Ooh, I like this question. Okay, well, my name is Janae Sanchez. Just recently, I'm married now.
That's right.
Guys, better known as Chiquis. And I'm a singer, I'm a songwriter, I'm a producer. I have my own podcast as well that Mr. Mike here, Campos, has been on. Did I say producer?
Yes.
I said producer. Philanthropist, more than anything. I feel like I'm missing one. But anyways.
You wear so many hats, Chiquis, that
I'm a business owner. Yeah. Business was my first love, though.
Yeah.
Entrepreneurship was my first. But yeah, that's a little bit of what I do.
Okay. Nice. Yeah. And with that, one of the things that I like to create here in the Mac Effect is I like to create a floor where people can be just open, vulnerable, honest.
Yes.
You're saying a lot of things that, you know, me, as I hear you, I'm like, man, dude, like, I don't have that. So as humans, I think insecurities kick in.
Mm-hmm.
Was there moments before any of this where insecurities, or do insecurities still exist
for you? Absolutely. Absolutely. I think more before, but I definitely still have insecurities. For a long time, I was insecure about my singing.
Yeah.
You know, because my mom's a freaking beast, you know? And then I was compared to my sister Jackie, to your wife, who has a beautiful voice, who has been singing since she was very young. So that was an insecurity. Now I've learned that it's not what I do, if not who I am. Mm. You know what I mean? It doesn't, like, it took me a little while to learn that, but I definitely had a lot of insecurities. I felt for a long time also I was in, like, my mom's shadow, and that brought in a lot of insecurities or criticism that I received as well. Things that weren't true, things that maybe were true that I hadn't seen but helped me grow. But yeah, absolutely. I think every human being has insecurities, and it's just us working through them and being able to, like, express them in a positive way and not let them affect us as much in a negative way, if that makes sense.
Yeah. How have you been able to grow through them? Like, was it something that was just natural to you, or was there, like, a moment in your life where you're like, oh, damn, I didn't even know this was an insecurity that I have to kind of fight against or push against?
Mm. You know what? I think, because there's been, like, insecurities in different areas of my life, like, as far as, like, my career as a singer, I think I had to just focus inward and focus on bettering my craft and not compare myself to anyone else or what they're doing.
Yeah.
Just focusing on me, to even to the point where sometimes I didn't want to look at certain people's Instagram or certain things, to just keep myself focused. Mm. And that's helped me a lot. And learning to celebrate other people's success and just, again, saying, okay, algún día I'll have that. Or if that's whatever God's will, actually doing that, saying, whatever God's will is for my life, I'm going to trust that. That has taken so much pressure off my shoulders where I'm like, if God wants it for me, I'm going to have it. If he doesn't, I'm not. That's helped me so much. Yeah. And then pertaining to like my relationship, I had a lot of insecurities in a relationship as a woman for a long time because of things that happened to me in my childhood, things I went through, things I did that caused a lot of insecurities. And I think also having a partner that is vulnerable enough to express his insecurities, and it gives me that open, like that open space to say, hey, let's talk about it. That's helped me a lot. And I feel so secure in my relationship, and I've never felt that way.
Yeah,
but it took a lot of work.
You know? It does. It does. And honestly, your sister is the one that has taken our relationship to another level because she's the one that wanted me to be vulnerable since our first marriage. Yeah. I say my first marriage before we got separated. When we got back together, that's our second marriage. But in our first marriage, she would always want to just know, like, what's going through your mind? Like, do you struggle with stuff? Y yo muy cristianito was like, no, I'm good. You know, I do everything. Like, we're fine. Like, I'm just trying to maintain everything good for our family. Because I thought, if I'm vulnerable to her, if I actually tell her there's a porn issue or there's lust issues, she's going to leave me. But little did I know, when there's true love, you don't get judged as you're sick for doing that. Mm-hmm. It's actually more as a, she gave me so much compassion where she's like, well, you're my husband. I'm going to help you fight this too.
Yeah.
And how? With prayer, with being accountable, and vice versa with her issues too. And honestly, I always tell Jackie that I'm so grateful because it just really helped to live in a different era, because I can look at our families and I'm sure you can see it with like certain family members. Like, there's certain things that they just, they think it's like, well, why would you talk about that? Like, why are you exposed? Why are you making that person look bad?
Right. I know what you're talking about.
Right.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's embarrassing, or you're bringing embarrassment to the family or to your relationship. But in reality, there's so much healing.
But it's the truth.
Yeah, exactly. It's the truth.
And it's like, why aren't we not going to talk about it and try to get better from it?
Exactly. I agree.
But we'd rather sweep it under the rug and just act like it. So,
because that, those are people that don't necessarily. That, yeah. And we were just talking about that. Emilio and I, on our way here, we were talking about a situation actually pertaining to my dad, about how I'm kind of like talking about it again, the whole thing that happened to me, the sexual abuse with my dad on my docuseries, and how I feel bad though for him, because I'm not trying to, like, I think he wants to heal, but it's coming up again.
Yeah.
But I think it's a way of God also testing him.
Yeah.
And I'm meant to help, and I have to talk about things, and he's going to have to be okay with saying, look, if he's really healed, then he's going to say, yeah, and forgive me to everyone. I'm sorry. It was a mistake, because we're all freaking human at the end of the day, you know?
Yeah.
But it's being willing to talk about the things, like even things that I've done in my past relationships that I'm not proud of, that now I could say, hey, I did this. I'm. If we bring it to light, I feel like we change even more, you know? I don't know. Yeah, so I get that.
When I first started, you know, talking to Jackie, how did that make you feel when me and her started talking?
I was a little weary. You know, I was kind of like, my sister just started going to church. She met this guy. I was kind of like worried about her, you know.
And we've never talked about this.
And we've never talked about this. This is some serious, well, yeah. I mean, I was worried because I thought, okay, Jackie, are you like, because she was really, really religious back then as well. Like, as soon as she went in, she just like went full. Went full throttle. So I was like, okay, what's happening? And then stuff that I had gone through in church, that kind of me decepcion on me. I was kind of like, damn, I was a little like hesitant about church because of stuff that my own trauma. So that was that. And then when
like
she,
what, people judging, criticizing?
No, because there was a time when I was going to church a lot. I was like literally a Bible thumper, you know? And then I was very disappointed because of certain things that the pastors were doing.
Got it.
But then I learned that I need to focus on God, on my relationship with God, and not, like, I think in a way I kind of idolized the pastors, and that's not what we're supposed to do, you know? So I learned that later. So anyways, I was a little like worried and stuff. And then my mom, you know how she felt about you? She was honest, and she was like, you know, of course I'm like, I want to please my mom. I was very like a people pleaser back then too. And I wanted my mom's approval on everything.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, if mom says it's not good, then okay, I guess it's not good, yeah. You know? And that's not cool because I didn't really give you the chance. I mean, although I had known you from before, you know yeah. what I mean? Like, so I think I was just a little bit worried, and then stuff started happening in the relationship. And then that's where in the first marriage where I was like, I don't know if I like this guy for my sister, you know? And then stuff happened. It just got really bad.
Yeah.
But now I can honestly say with the second marriage, I see a complete difference in you. Like, yeah. I feel different. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we talk more, like, you're more, like, you're just a different person.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I feel it. I do feel it. So it's, yeah, maybe I was just being a big sister and I was just, you know, I don't know. I was worried.
It's not just that. I think everyone has their own angles and their own perspective, right? Like,
yeah.
Because we never really had the opportunity to, like, develop like a friendship. Like, I never really got to get close to Mikey, Johnny, Jenica, más o menos, because she was going to the church with us.
Yeah.
But I guess it was like a thing with me too. Like, I think I've always been in the place where I'm like, well, I know they're busy, so I want to show them too that I'm not there because of who they are or what they're about. Like, I just I'm gonna love them from a distance, and I'm always gonna be here for you guys. Yeah. But I think in the first marriage, I just pushed a little too far. I kept myself too far where I should have been a little bit more intentional. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I bring it up is because of what we were talking about. Like, I don't know if you were aware, but in the second season of The Mac Effect, me and Jackie shared a lot about me and her. We talked about my past. We talked about my dating, all that stuff, because obviously that was one of the red flags as far as me dating Jackie. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if you were aware, but I actually told her for like about 3 months straight, like, no, we're not, nothing's going to happen because I don't want the crab. I don't want the problems. I don't want this. Mm-hmm. But you know, when you get to meet that heart,
yeah,
it's almost impossible to not fall in love.
Yeah, she's so fine.
I eventually, she convinced me, and I was like, it's not that she had to convince me. It's the fact that I just didn't want to go through the way I was going to be looked at or seen.
Yeah.
But then again, I met her heart. I saw how she acts, how she acted, how she represented herself and other people around her. And I just said, you know what? Let's go for it.
Yeah.
So you're right. In the first marriage, it was definitely rocky because mm-hmm. I myself was and still am growing and developing as a man. But I never really had the father figure to teach me how to be a man. I have a dad.
Yeah.
But it was never modeled like, this is how you control your anger. This is how you control your emotions. Don't feel insecure. And one of the reasons why I also want to bring Emilio on is because it's not like you girls or you women are just like a typical woman.
Mm-hmm.
You girls come with power, with identity, with world status.
Generational curses that we're trying to break.
So, yeah. Son fuertes.
Yeah.
So as a man, you're trying to deal with all that stuff, and then you feel insecure, sure. And yeah, that's why the first marriage was a mess. Yeah.
But I think it also took you guys, you needed that separation, both of you, so that she can also grow as a woman. And I see a huge difference in my sister and you, like, I think through, like, you, that's when you started doing the therapy, right? With Tanya, yeah, who I correct. Met my therapist because of Mike. And it's like the best thing that's, I think, happened to myself as an individual and in my relationship. So thank you, Mike, for that, actually. But I think it took all of that. And then now I see you even speaking about it so freely and openly.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah.
That's huge. So I'm like, that to me, that's change. You feel me? So now I'm like, honestly, I always pray for you guys. I promise you in the morning, I'm like, God, take care of the relationship, their home, you know? So
thank you.
Yeah.
And you know what? At the end of the day, too, Cheekies, and it's going to go back to you, where true love will prevail.
Yeah.
And I know that I wasn't perfect, and I know that I caused a lot of pain on Jackie in our first marriage. And I still do till today because I'm not perfect, but it's nothing compared to, like, our first marriage. Yeah. I've always loved her. And I knew something deep inside me, I knew. I'm like, no, she knows that I love her. Like, she knows that it's not about the money. She knows that it's not about the fame. She knows that it's not about that. It's her.
Yeah.
So
she's
with,
very special human.
With you in the new stage that you're at, I can see that. And I haven't even had a chance to talk to Emilio one-on-one or anything like that. But it's just, and that's a story that I'll probably share with you guys at another episode mm-hmm. time with you, with both of you guys. But I can see that there's genuine love there. And it's different. I'm not trying to throw any past relationship.
But you've seen my past relationships.
I did. Mm-hmm. I saw one of them. One of them. And
right?
Little bit, because again, it's weird because it was like I was out, he came in, I came in, he was out. So it was kind of like, at the end of the day, I feel like love you just can't fake.
Yeah, for sure.
I think true colors eventually come out, and as much as you want to hide who a person is or what a person is, you just can't, you can't fake it.
You can't.
Which brings me to this point that I really wanted to share with you, that it's been in my heart for a while. When me and Jackie had just gotten together, we came back to pretty much a circus. Mm-hmm. That whole scandal situation that was happening with your mom and her ex-husband and all that stuff. I wanted to say this because I hope it means something to you, but I also wanted to put it out there because I believe that people's characters come out eventually.
Yeah.
And if something like that were to happen, eventually you would try to do something similar with someone else again.
Right, yeah.
And I'm here to say, conmigo, y ya llevo 12 años casado con tu hermana, there has never been an instance where you have done anything. As a matter of fact, I could even see the effort that you do where we went to World Disney. And if you knew I was out in the living room, you're like, okay, I'm not going to go out. Or I wasn't there. You do whatever with your siblings. Te das mucho a respetar.
Thank you so much.
Y sabes lo que eso me enseña a mí, chiquis? And I'm not doing it to butter you up. I'm saying it the truth. It shows me that you wouldn't do such a thing.
Yeah.
Because, again, true character will eventually come out.
Yeah, for sure.
And in 12 years, like, there would be a hint of something, and there hasn't been.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I just, from my heart to your heart, I'm like, I'm so sorry because, which would lead to my next question, is how do you deal with all the crap that people say?
Dane, well, touching on the first point, it's funny. I was talking about this again with Emilio, my husband, yesterday. We were coming back from Mexico, and we were talking about a situation with some artist guy that's really not important. He was being disrespectful. And I was telling him, because of that lie that was spread about me, I have to be even more careful than any other woman because I do it because I learned certain things, even though if you no lo quieras hacer, with a bad intent, things can look bad. You know what I mean? So it's like, I learned and I said, okay, well, maybe that, or maybe I was too friendly. And I think that you've talked about that with my sister, because my sister is very friendly. We're very friendly. We're like, we like to give people hugs and stuff like that. And people can take that in the wrong way, which is why I'm like, I've always taken care of that. I want to make sure, because I never want people to think that that is true.
Yeah.
But also because I learned from that unfortunate situation, you know? Yeah. And I think with that, which was, I think, the biggest thing that just devastated my life, I think 2012, 2013, 2014 were some of the hardest years of my life, because I had like that huge dark cloud over my head. And I was like, I am going to do anything and everything that I have to do to clear my name and clear my relationship with my mom, because we had a very special relationship. It was tough, but it was a beautiful relationship. And I'm not going to let anything or anyone tarnish that, you know? And, I didn't know how to quiet down the noise of, like, it would affect me so much, all the bad things that people would say about me. I'm just like, dude, why? Like, you guys don't even know me. Until then I realized, I'm like, you know what? Do I go to sleep at night? And I ask myself, am I a good person? Did I do something good for someone else today? Do I have to ask for forgiveness about anything? Like, I'm like, God, you know my heart. And he has been so good to me. Like, and I think that's what keeps me going. And it helps me just, like, now I'm like, I know who I am. God knows who I am. The people that surround me on a daily basis that know me know who I am.
Yep.
And like you said, my character will come out and people will get to know me.
See.
And that's what I tell people. Sit with me 20 minutes, 30 minutes. Talk to me and you're going to see who I am.
Yeah.
You know, that's going to speak for itself. So it's been hard. And even like now that I'm doing the show La Academia in Mexico, and it's a new territory for me. Mexico is a new territory. So it's like I hear certain comments, and I try my best not to read comments anymore. That's the truth. I go in, I post, I'll answer a few positive comments, and I get out, because there's always going to be someone that's not going to like you and going to talk crap. Yeah. You know?
So, muy valiente in the keyboard. Mm-hmm. Has there any, those comments that you hear on social media, has anyone ever said this to your face?
No.
Yeah.
Not where me caes gorda or you're a slut or whatever, all these
the ugly super things. Mean ones, of course, of course. Yeah.
No, they never have. There was one person, it's happened to me twice, where they've come up to me and said, hey, I didn't like you. And I honestly, I want to say sorry to you because I didn't like you. I was one of the people that would talk crap on social media. But I came to your concert to see what you can do. And honestly, you left me with my mouth shut and also closed at the same time.
Yeah.
So I'm like, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And yeah, but it's rare when people will come and tell. I don't know what I would do, to be honest, if someone were to come and tell me, you know, I don't like your ass or something. I don't know.
Yeah. I ask it because it happens to me at a much smaller scale, but it does happen where they say certain things. Like the other day, too, Jackie was doing a live on TikTok and Jayla was behind her. You know, they were having fun on live or whatever. And someone commented to Jackie, your husband is cheating on you. So Jayla read that. Jayla comes to me and says, Dad, someone said this about you. And then I said, it's okay, mija. Let it be. Like, you know, people are just going to say the dumbest things. Mm-hmm. And then Jackie, I think like any woman, right? She's like, homegirl, DM me. Like, DM me and we could talk about it. And Jackie. Yo no temo nada. So yo, DM her. Like, send her. Like, what are you going to find? Like, I know where I'm at. I know where I'm spending my time. Sometimes I even feel like, and I told Jackie the other day, I said, I think Chiquis would understand me because I think you did it for your mom for several years where you were at home raising the kids.
Yeah.
You were basically the mom.
Mm-hmm.
I told my wife, I said, Dios no se equivoca en nada. Like, even in that area, your sister's going to be able to understand me because there is times, it happened to me yesterday, actually, where I told Jackie, I'm like, what am I doing with my life? Like, I feel like all I am is someone that's here to support you and your dreams, support the kids, and I just have the Mac effect.
Yeah.
And, but then I told her, I said, but it's very important to not lose yourself in that. So I felt like God tell me, if that is what I have for you, why is that bad?
Mm-hmm.
And I really felt God say, it's because you keep losing your posture of being grateful and appreciative for what you do have.
Mm, that's crazy. Yeah, I know what you mean.
So I don't know if that's hitting or resonating for with sure. you, but when or for viewers or listeners, if you're just in a place where you find yourself unhappy, you have to learn. And it's actually in Philippians 4, I want to say verse 8, where the Bible says something, fill your heart with the truth. Y despojate de like the other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because we fill ourselves with what we don't have. And yeah, I want this and absolutely. I want. So we get all sad.
Mm-hmm.
But then the reality is, wait, I'm alive. I have my children. My children are healthy.
Yes.
We're healthy. We get to walk on our own feet. We get to use our own hands. Mm-hmm. There's people that don't have hands.
Yeah.
So we forget those little things. But
no, absolutely. Because now that you're saying that, I remember with like, my mom and I was, forever taking care of the kids and helping her out that I would think, when am I going to be able to start my life? But I wanted to be there so bad because that's what I was used to because I wanted to feel needed.
Yeah.
And then I was like kind of like in a limbo. Okay, I want to be here, but then I know I need to start my life. And then I had no other choice but to do it. And I think to that, I think it's just knowing that this is a season of your life and this is what you're meant to do right now. And I think if, like, we honor that with all our hearts and, like you said, we're grateful, like, it's so easy for us to, like, wake up and say, I'm grateful for three things, you know? I have a roof over my head. I have running water. I swear, like, take showers. I'm like, God, thank you so much. I have hot water because there's people that don't have hot water. As simple things like that we overlook.
We do.
And it's, like, it just puts everything into perspective. So I totally freaking get that because most of my life was that. I didn't start my career till later on in my life.
Yeah.
And even now I'm like, I look back and sometimes I'm like, Janae, like you got to look back and be thankful for what you do have right now. Instead of thinking, oh, this person has that or, you know what I mean? I see Carol G all the time and I'm like, dude, she's freaking killing. I'm so happy for her, but she deserves everything because she's such a good person. But I'm like, I wonder if I'll ever fill up a stadium.
Mm.
But then I'm like, I need to focus on right now. I'm doing amazing things. Like, why am I? No. And I have to check myself. So I get you.
Good.
I think it's, yeah.
And I think it comes with growth. I think it comes when you start finding your identity, because it's beautiful, Cheekies, because back then, our parents, our generation, since no one was really checking their hearts, that would naturally cause envidia, and that would instantly cause, I don't like that person. Mm-hmm. And then that's where the beef would be. Oh, look, Carol G and Cheekies have beef now. And healthy people are like, no, dude, I'm happy that you're succeeding.
For sure.
You're just now setting a bar where hopefully one day I can hit. And I can genuinely tell you, I told Jackie the other day, and it's crazy, dude. It's just everything that you're saying. It's just there's like, God is so good, because I can see how everyone's going through it. But I told Jackie, I'm like, you know what? I love your sister's career path. It's slow. It's steady. But it's like, that's the way it's supposed to be done.
That's crazy, yeah.
Because before you know it, like, in order to fill 1,000 seats, you got to fill 500. Mm-hmm. Before you fill 500, you got to fill 250.
Yeah.
And it just goes up and up and up. And I told my wife, I'm like, a mí me da un poco de vergüenza, because it sounds bad, but I've never seen you like an artist. I've always seen all of you guys just like human beings, like, you know, my sister, my family, people that I want to protect and care. But when I do see, or I do get to see backstage and see how many people are there, and the support and the love of fans, it like blows me away, because it's just so surreal for me. I'm like, I don't see it like that. Mm-hmm. Like, I see people cry hugging Jackie.
Yeah.
And in the back of my head, I'm like, si supieras cómo me hace enojar en la casa y tú aquí llorando por ella. No, but at the end of the day, like, you understand that people see a specific side. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, I what I'm trying to share is, like, I don't see you that way, but it's awesome to know that, like, the hard work that you're putting in, I can see what you're doing, Cheekies, and it's great. Even people, I don't have to say it, but you've even cleaned up the people around you. Mm-hmm. That I used to be, I'm like, I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah.
And how do you deal with that? Like, how does that come about? Like, with either Emilio, like, if he's around someone that you're kind of like, I'm not too sure about, or even if he tells you something like, I'm not too sure about this person. Like, how do you deal with that? Because it's even a problem with us sometimes.
That's one person. And he's going to hear it for the first time. But that's one person that if he tells me, Emilio, my husband, if he tells me that he doesn't like someone or someone doesn't feel right to him, I listen to. Because he gets along with everyone. And he hasn't been wrong once. Another person actually is Johnny. But with Johnny, I'm a little more, you're my little brother, chill dude. No, you know, I'm a little more, I fight it a little bit more. But Emilio, he tells me and it gets in my heart. And I'm like, shit, he sees something I don't see. And I need to listen and I need to watch out. And he's And I don't like to admit it, but he's been right about every single person. But now what I do is I tell him, thank you for letting me know. I'm going to take it into consideration. I'm going to take it to my prayer time, because I do. But I always ask, does this person give me peace? If you're going to come in and disturb my peace and I feel weird around you, I know automatically I need to keep you at a distance. I don't have to cut you off completely, but at a distance, because I need to protect this, what I have, and now my new home.
Yeah.
And it's not easy. It took me a long time because, again, I was a people pleaser. I was a person that I don't want to hurt people's feelings. You know, sé que tanto. Now I'm like, I'm sorry, what is best for myself? Because if I'm not okay, then I can't be okay and show up for my job and for the people around me. Mm. It's not easy. But now I'm like, okay, if I hear it from 1, 2, 3, like, tengo que hacer caso. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough. And if I can just add a little nugget to that, Cheekies, you don't have to listen to me or not, but I don't like when people say if it brings peace, because sometimes God is going to have you move in something that does not give you peace. Now sometimes he will, but sometimes it won't give you peace, because of course the enemy's going to want to make you feel like it is peace, because that's the way he's going to try to come in. But I guess what I'm trying to share with you right now is just continue to pray about it.
Yeah.
Continue to pray. And if you want to listen to my opinion, listen to it. And if not, throw it away as well. It's
Inner Peace is ours. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I get what you're saying.
Yeah. No. But I see what you're saying, too, though. I see what you're saying. Like, God will put you in certain situations that make you a little nervous or a little hesitant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But I
to grow.
But I see your point, too, when it comes to your inner peace. Yeah, so, yeah. I get it.
Yeah,
I
where
get
it's like, it. Hey, my soul. You okay. feel me? Yeah. Okay. But.
So, when it comes to Cheeky's the artist and Cheeky's the human,
yes.
How do you find a way to turn it on and off?
I've had to separate Janae and Cheeky's.
Yeah.
So Janae is my soul, and then Cheeky's is kind of the shell. Mm. And I love them both, and they're the same person. But I've had to learn, and I learned this in 2018, where I said, if I don't separate Janae from Cheeky's, it's going to drive me nuts. Because I know the career that I'm in. If I'm not careful, if I'm not connected on a daily basis, it can take me to a dark place. So I've had to like really separate the two, and also know that when I have the makeup and the extensions on y todo, and it's Cheeky's time, I have to literally, when I wipe off my makeup, I take off the extensions, I'm immediately Janae, and I'm like, I'm a hippie, and I'm with my man, and I like it's different. And I sometimes struggle with, I'm a workaholic, but I'm learning now in this relationship with Emilio to really find that balance.
Yeah.
And really shut it off, because it's, if not, then I'm not present.
Yeah.
And I've learned that. But I had to separate them. Yeah. I really had to, because it was driving me nuts.
Mm, that's crazy. And I ask because, again, I only go through it very little with the responses that I get from the Mac Effect or comments that I get on social media. But has there been a moment, because everything that you're sharing, I feel like comes with growth. Like something happened in life, all the letdowns, the disappointments has challenged you to grow and to question certain things. And you've gone through and are currently going through a process, and I can feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Was there a moment where fame has got into your head? You think?
I think maybe, yeah, like when I had to take my break in 2018, I was also like not in a good, healthy relationship. And that person kind of, fame was, I think, like his identity.
Like a priority. Yeah. Yeah.
So it was like a priority, and that kind of bled into me. Mm-hmm. And that's where I needed to take, like a 3-month break from social media. Because the alcohol, the party life, that life was, it was like, oh my God, this is too much. And it was changing me.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was a little bit more prepotente and more like arrogant, I guess you could say. And that's just not who I am. And I think I wasn't with the right person. And not to say anything bad about that person, because that's who they are. It's just, it wasn't a fit for me. It just wasn't. Yeah. And I was trying to make it fit, and it was really affecting me. And that's when I decided I can't be with another famous person. It's just not good for me.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think I'd ever, you know, I'm like, yeah. So it was, you know what I mean?
I get it. I get it. And the reason why I ask is because, one, it shows your growth. Like, for you to be able to admit and say, I think so, I don't think so. Like, if you ask me the question, do I think fame has ever gotten to you? I don't think so. But I wasn't there in 2018.
Yeah, yeah.
I can say I saw, I've always seen you, Jackie, handle it with so much humbleness. And it's crazy, because in my first marriage, like, a mí se me estaba subiendo. ¿Y quién chingado soy yo para que se me suba? You know, but like any human being. Yeah.
It's something new.
It's mm-hmm. new. If you're just touching it, if it's tangible and it's there, like it hits you.
For sure.
And anyways, that's another story for me. But the separation quickly humbled it and quickly God showed me like, no, dude, no. Yeah. But anyways.
Same.
Okay. Awesome. Same. Awesome. All right. Last question before we wrap it up right now. This one's going to get a little bit, well, I think it's going to be emotional, but.
Let me take a drink. No, I'm just kidding. My tequila. No.
If Cheeky's could close her eyes and see her, talk to Janae at 15, 16, 17. Mm-hmm. What would you say? Because you have to look back at that time. Cheekies didn't know as much as she knows now. Janae didn't know as much as she knows now. Innocence was more back then. Betrayals of family members, betrayals of relationships. I mean, a lot of things that had not happened yet. So you're looking at a little girl.
Yeah.
What would you say to a 15, 16, 17-year-old Cheekies?
Let me close my eyes. And that was a very, very, like, crazy time for me. I think more than anything would be to speak up. Be like, Cheekies, speak up. Speak your truth. I was always very, I guess, respectful to my mom, but to a fault, because I was so afraid of disappointing her. And I bring up my mom because that was like, those were the hardest, I think some of the hardest times.
People, I don't know if people, I'm sure people do know, but you were pretty much married to your mom.
Yeah, basically. And I always said that. I always said she was a husband that went out and worked. Yeah. And I was the wife that stayed at home and took care of the kids and everything and held it down.
Yes.
You know, so it was a very crazy, beautiful relationship, but it was crazy, you know? So I think I didn't speak up enough. So I was afraid to be myself. So I think I would be like, just be yourself and show your truth. I mean, you're so young. You don't really know who you are then though, you know, but I would hide certain things. I wouldn't come. I see Jackie's relationship with Jayla and how you guys speak about some stuff that I would have never been able to speak to my mom about. And I love that you guys give that space to your children, because I didn't have that. And I'm not blaming my mom. I was her first child. So it was very hard for her. And she was like, always say, you didn't come with the manual, the damn manual. You're so different from who I was at your age. But I think more than anything is speak up. Speak up and not leave things inside, because it really affected me later.
Yeah.
You know, so, and it affected our relationship, because she thought I was lying, or I wasn't who I really showed. What I showed her, I was like, she would find things out. So then she'd be like, you're not truthful. You're a liar. And I'm like, no, I'm just scared, you know? So I think more than anything, to speak up, because I was just so afraid. I was just such a like scared child, teenager.
As I hear you say that, I just feel in my spirit to say to that little girl that I'm very sorry.
No, thank you, Mike. Yeah.
I think when it comes to healing, we have to see those, because I get it, Cheekies. Your mom depended on you too. Like she needed you.
Yeah.
It didn't give you the opportunity to be a random teenage girl to go do things on your own.
Yeah.
You were busy raising kids when you should have been busy sneaking out of your room or trying to do things like that, you know? And I felt it in my heart right now to just say, you know, and maybe that's even for you to tell yourself, you know, apologize to that little girl, because all of us have this past trauma, like, where we have to look back at that little kid and just say, you know what, sorry for going through that. And we're healing through it now, like at the age that we're at, but we're doing it because, you know what, Cheekies, in the name of Jesus, the generations to come will not have to go through this, because you're paying the price now.
Absolutely. That's where I'm like, that's why I was so scared to have kids for so long, because of that, because I'm like, I want to make sure that I'm ready. I'm healed to be able to raise a child. And now I do feel it. Now I'm like, I have forgiven myself. I'm trying to take care of that little girl, like you said, my inner child, and I have forgiven my parents, and I have forgiven, like, I think forgiveness is such a huge thing, and it liberates you. So I think I'm ready. I'm ready to have a kid now. And I've never really said that.
It's coming.
So it's coming. It's coming. We're so declaring
it. Adios. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Cheekies, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you for being a part of it.
It's a nice conversation.
Thank you. Very simple, very organic. Guys, any comments, any questions that I maybe have missed that you guys have, please comment, please share. I'll do my best. If there is a part two, we'll bring it along. I know there's a lot of part twos that you guys have been asking when it comes to my mom, even Pastor Javier. I'm bringing Pastor Javier back.
Nice.
Because we're going to talk about the differences that me and him went through in our marriage when me and Jackie separated. So there's a lot of great conversations
okay.
that are delicate, but I want to show people how it's okay. Let's talk about it. Mm-hmm. Like, you made a mistake. I made a mistake, but let's just move on from it, grow, apologize, mm-hmm. and we can still continue. So.
Porque hablando se entiende la gente.
Yep.
And just FYI, we did not talk about anything as far as what we were going to talk about on the show. No. I love that. I prefer it that way. So good job. I Thank wish you. You the very best.
On Thank you. Day. Well, for my fans, Cheekies, where can people find you? Because... you have a lot more followers than me, that's for sure. But
no, it's all
where
good.
Where can people find you?
Well, you guys can find me on Instagram as Cheekies, just Cheekies, C-H-I-Q-I-S, not K. People always use a K, but it's Cheekies. And then that's really the only thing I use, really.
All right.
Does anyone else use Twitter? Cheekies626, that's it. All right.
All right, guys, thank you so much. I hope it blessed you guys. Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you next week for next episode.